This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. In a little more than a week from now, the Abingdon Community Festival will get underway. And one of the first signs of fall for sure around the area, although hopefully it won't feel too much like fall by next Thursday. At least the weather being good would help Angie Worley out. She's the secretary of the festival's board. Angie, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
How long has this been going on now? And to that point, I remember this at some point being called a fall festival, and it kind of still is, but it's kind of not, right?
Correct. It used to be in September, but then we moved it back. The Festival Association was founded in 1954.
Wow, okay.
So we're at our 63rd year as an association, but it was prior to that. It was held up on Main Street, of all places, in Abingdon, before it moved out to the festival grounds.
I don't know too many communities, at least that come to mind immediately, that have their own festival grounds. So this is, to me, this is kind of a unique thing from that standpoint.
We love that we can offer the community at a festival, and we're self-funded. I mean, we do not get funds from the state or anything, so it's all community supported.
So let me ask you about that first. You mentioned self-funding. I know that there was an event out there a few months back on the festival grounds. How do you that helped pay for the festival? How do you raise funds for the festival? What's your source of income?
Our source of income is our gate fee for the grandstand, the cake and pie auction, the baked good auctions, which this year is Sunday nights. And then the kids, when they sell their livestock, we take a small commission from that and various rental fees throughout the year.
Tell me about some of the things that will be going on. It starts, as I mentioned, what, a week from Thursday? Is that right?
That's correct. Starts August 24th, next Thursday, which will kick off with the pig and chicken scramble for the kids. And then on Friday, a change will be the fact that we're going to have the demo derby on Friday night instead of Sunday, because then Sunday will be the figure eight night. So we're kind of flip-flopping the figure eight and the demo and shortening the fair by a day. And then Sunday we'll round off with the kids' events, and then the baked goods judging with the auction, and then the livestock auction.
What led to those changes? Or just kind of not necessarily change for the sake of change, right? I imagine it's probably making things a little bit easier in some respects on everybody, isn't it?
Our main funding is from the grandstand fees, and the promoters that we do have doing that, it was easier for them, and they said we can get more people on Friday and Saturday night versus Sunday night with the demo.
What's usually the big draw? Is it like the county fairs, and that you have the demo derby and things like that, or is it more that agriculture aspect?
I would say probably 60-40 of people coming for like the figure eight and the demo, and then 40% of the livestock and the auction and the baked good auction, just to support your community.
So again, run for me day by day, starting with Thursday, what's happening Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Well, starting the fair off on Thursday at 6 o'clock will be the chicken scramble, followed by the pig scramble. The demo is on Friday. And then Saturday will be the figure eight. And we got in this year, we're hoping to have over 100 cars, because we got in a point series that these cars race throughout the area. It's tri-state area.
So that's a big deal.
We're hoping we have enough room on our grounds for all these cars, because I guess the last one there was about 150 cars. And then Sunday, the kids' events will start at noon.
Okay.
And then the livestock and cake pie auction at night.
And you kind of have a carnival going on too, don't you?
Yes, the carnival will be going on. There'll be armband nights, and actually go to both banks in Abingdon. You can buy armbands for $15 for those armband nights prior to the fair.
I've known you to be a part of the festival for a long time. What got you interested in it? I mean, obviously, you know, agriculture's in your blood, and I've known that about you for as long as I've known you. Is that really what did it, or did you just want to be a part of the community, or what was it?
I would say all the above, but mainly family. My grandpa was one of the first presidents of the association, and then my dad wasn't a president, and now I've been secretary for over a decade. I just put it that way, and on various committees prior to that. So ever since, I'd say for over 20 years, I've been involved with the festival.
So what you're telling me is you couldn't get out of this even if you wanted to.
No, even when I lived 2.5 hours away, I would still come back, and I was the baked goods chairman.
You know, that cake and pie auction, that just maybe, and I'm from rural Illinois, and I never realized that could be something like that could be such a big deal until I saw one of those at work one year.
Yeah, we have about 100 entries in our baked goods, which includes for the kids, 17 and under, which is cupcakes, brownies, and cookies.
Oh.
And then the adult categories are brownies, pies, and cakes. And we have raised close to over $15,000 just in about 100 entries. I mean, sometimes it's a little less, $10,000, but I'd say $10,000 to $15,000 a year is what we raise. And that helps fund the fair and give it to our community.
Can you work a sugar-free section in next year for me? That would really help me out.
I think that would really be good. I mean, it would be good because, you know, people want that stuff too.
What else do we need to know about this year's festival?
Just the changes of the demo being on Friday and the figure eight on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then baked goods judging will be on Sunday morning so we can get our bakers baking on Saturday and hopefully get some more entries in there instead of during the week. And then the kids' events have moved to noon on Sunday, and then 4 o'clock we'll start the baked goods auction and then the livestock auction to follow.
And what's the gate admission?
The gate admission is $8 on Friday and Saturday night.
Okay. And cost-wise for any of the other events?
There is no other cost.
Okay.
And you can still get in the fairgrounds on Friday and Saturday nights at no cost. It's just the grandstand fee is $8.
Gotcha. All right. And I know you you guys are online. You have a Facebook page, right?
Yes, we do. Just look up Abingdon Community Festival.
All right. Anything else we're forgetting about this, Angie?
I believe you've covered most of it.
Very good. Angie Worley, Secretary of the Abingdon Community Festival Committee, thanks so much for your time. And hopefully, once again, it's a big success starting next week.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Stay tuned. Kim Commando and sports next on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.